It's a warm one out here at the Georgetown Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY, opening day for the Georgetown Fair. And I got Dennis Smith with the fair. How are we doing, Dennis?
Doing great.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the first day shows here, what you guys have showing here today, and what the numbers look like.
We have an open beef show, and then we have a mixed breed barrow show this afternoon, and also a steer show this afternoon. Numbers appear to be pretty good, kind of steady, even though we've got a pretty serious heat wave going on. We're pleased with the turnout.
And obviously, with the move to July, that was one of the things that you guys were looking for, getting higher numbers out. And each year seemed like it's building a little bit more towards that.
Yes, we increased just a few head of beef numbers over last year for our open show. Thrilled about that. Judge today was Josh Streetmatter from Boswell. He sorted through the heifers as of right now and did a great job and was quite impressed with the quality of heifers that we had here.
We know that next couple of days maybe a little bit opportunity for rain, hopefully maybe a little bit of relief to cool off, but other than that, it looks like it's going to be pretty warm weather here to start the Georgetown Fair.
Yeah, we're kind of worried after last year. We had two or three rainouts last year, but anticipating great things. And let's get those midnight to 5 a.m. showers, and then the rest of the day we can be at the fair.
That's what we're all hoping for. The opening weekend of the fair, you've got the Demolition Derby coming up tonight. You also have the Gospel Sing Ice Cream Social coming up on Sunday as well. Anticipated to have some pretty good numbers for both of those here, especially with the no gate fee at the front.
Yeah, you're pretty good at reciting that schedule there freehand. Yes, there's always something going on at the Georgetown Fair, and, you know, I'm kind of reside over here at the livestock side, so we have our junior beef show is Monday evening, and then we have sheep, and we have the swine show again on Tuesday, and then of course the auction that really sports our kids, our exhibitors, that's this coming Friday.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that's coming up during the week here, the auction and for some of the swine shows, the goat shows that are during the week.
Right, so the swine superintendent usually talks about having somewhere in the neighborhood of 120 head. The junior livestock auction will have probably 50 exhibitors participate in that with the various species.
Anything else that folks need to know coming out to the fair if they're coming out to check out the shows here this year?
Wednesday afternoon, we have our master showmanship, so each barn will choose a showman, and we will have master showmanship where they participate in showing different species of livestock. WITY is always gracious to host that event for us. It's a good time, and the kids get to showcase their abilities showing livestock.
We can't wait to come out for that again this year. And, of course, we'll bring a friend from RFD out here for that as well. Dennis, while we have you cornered here, anything that you're personally looking forward to other than the work side of what you normally do here at the fair this year? Any food items or any entertainment items that you're looking forward to?
Well, just being with family at the fair is kind of one of the highlights. My wife and I have a camper here now, and so that's kind of a resting spot. When you need to get off your feet, we go over to the camper and sit down for a few minutes and get a bottle of water or something. But is and has been all of my lifetime a family-oriented venue. We take pride in that.
We typically get the same sentiments from a lot of the folks we talk to over the years here at Georgetown, that it's just extended family. And in some cases, it's family and friends that you haven't even met yet, or maybe for the first time each year as it grows bigger and bigger. It really does feel like that, and we're happy to be a part of that family as well.
Well, we appreciate everything that WITY does here. They've always been a strong supporter of Georgetown Fair. We really appreciate that.
We appreciate you, Dennis, and of course, Dennis will be out here throughout the week, may be able to get another word in with him here towards the end of the week. As the Georgetown Fair rolling on through Saturday the 12th, keep it tuned to WITY and the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for more updates. I'm Chad Baker.